And with all the snow and cold, you might not be thinking of spring, but as Ron said, Ron Riley said, spring is right around the corner, but it is right around the corner, and things will start to pick up in the real estate market. What does that mean if you're a buyer or a seller? We're going to bring in another Ron, Ron Citron of Long & Foster, joining us here this morning. And we're going to start with the snowy weather. What has that dealt a blow at all to the real estate market, in your opinion?
You know, if you're a buyer and you're out there, this is what you've noticed. Fewer new listings are coming on the market. The existing inventory has been selling off. And from a buyer's perspective, it's been really hard to find the house that you want to buy because there's not enough new inventory coming on. And then with all this snow, let's say you finally do find a house, you know, the lot's covered in snow, the roof's covered in snow. It's hard to do a whole inspection, you know, with that sitting out there as well.
I'm sure, you know, that's going to be kind of a tricky part, just seeing the home right now, right?
You know what? I have found that a motivated buyer will make it happen. They
take your shovel.
They'll take their shovel. They will get to the house. You can't stop a motivated buyer.
There you go. All right. Well, talk about sellers. What should they know as spring's right around the corner?
Well, first off, for sellers, this winter's been great for them because mm-hmm. what's happened is fewer new listings have come on the market, meaning they've had less competition. And the month's supply of inventory out there from December till now has dropped from 3 months supply to 2 months supply. And right now there's about 7,800 homes under contract. Half of those homes sold in under 30 days. So from a seller's perspective, this has been really good in terms of, you know, putting a house on the market and expecting it to sell. I've even had people that had tried to sell their house back in the fall mm-hmm. when the market inventory swelled and couldn't. And they were able to get their home sold this winter because there's so little inventory and so little competition.
And we're all looking forward to it. We know spring is right around the corner and yes. it's coming. What will that mean for the market? Will we see a turnaround, maybe become a buyer's market? What do you expect to see?
So March, April, May, historically, those 3 months are going to be your three biggest months for the amount of new listings that come on. And I think as we enter this period, my own intuitive feeling is that there's a pent-up supply of sellers that are itching to get their homes on the market. So I think we're going to see a lot of new listings coming on. And this can be very welcome news for many of those frustrated buyers that have been out there trying to find a house. And when they finally find one, they find that they're in, you know, multiple offers. Hopefully this will be their opportunity to get something.
When it comes to the inventory, it's worth waiting for at this point, right? Because you might actually see more homes out there.
Well, yeah, it's a give and take. So from a buyer's perspective, if you see the house you love, my advice is go for it for two reasons. One, March, April, May, that tends to also be a period of time when the prices tend to get on average, go up during those 3 months. So to the extent you can buy ahead of that, the better off you are. Interest rates are below 4% right now. Can't beat that. So if you find the right house, why take a chance? I'd probably seal the deal. In terms of what the future will bring, yes, I think there'll be a lot of good opportunities coming on the market, but I don't know that there'll be good opportunities necessarily at lower prices, at least for the next few months looking forward.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ron.
Thank you.
Ron Citron of Long & Foster. Follow him on Twitter, by the way, @RonCitron. That's SITRIN.